And on this day that will soon be a day of happiness and celebration, of Asara B'Tevet, we begin Brachot Dalet.
Rabbi, today is my grandmother's yahrzeit.
We're holding a Brachot Daf Dalet today, and we're holding still at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beit. So we were in the middle of describing the fact that Dovan HaMelech seemed to have had an ability to know in Chatzot, which didn't make sense because Moshe Rabbeinu apparently did. So we said that Dovan HaMelech actually had a magical way to know in Chatzot. He had a kinora that was totally lumala, and it would wake him up. Guys, you're making a lot of noise in there. If you could please mute yourselves. Thank you. So because of that, it's no kasha. But once the Gemara begins describing Dovan HaMelech, it talks about the Seder Hayom of the Malkus. Now remember, as we learned, yes, the Inyan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the commitment that we have to the ultimate Emunah, which is the bringing about of Malkus Shemayim, that Hashem should be Echad across the globe, is of course kosher to Dovan HaMelech, very, very profound. And because of that, the constant interjections here in the Gemara of the Seder of Dovan HaMelech make a great deal of sense, even though they all, the way the Gemara always does things in multi-level, they all appear to just sort of flow from one another by just strange tangential references. But in reality, we're dealing with the overall structure of a movement. And because of that, we're about to learn, even though it seems very strange to talk about it as a Seder Hayom, begins to make sense within that context. We were up to Kivan Sha'ala Amud HaShach. All right. So Bar Ruach Tzvonit Noshevet Bo Menagim Me'ilav, and Dovan HaMelech Miyada Ya'omed Va'osik B'Torah, he would learn until Amud HaShach. Kivan Sha'ala Amud HaShach. The Chachmei Yisrael would immediately come. Amru Lo Adoneinu HaMelech Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Amar Lehem Lechuvit Parnasu Zebizeh. Now, obviously, this cannot be something that takes place every single day. It's nonsensical that we start with a whole discussion about whether we can exist in a closed economy or whether the economy has to be an economy that strikes out to take from the rest of the world. This is a fundamental discussion. And you'll note that it does not say the Lashon of Hove over here. It uses a Lashon of Avar. Amru, it happened at one. So the other words, until now, were Noshevet Bo, Menagein Me'elah. Over here, suddenly, we talk about something that was in the past. So the question over here is the ultimate of the way that the Malchus has to conduct itself until such time as there's a Shlemus of Shema Yisrael is what the Gemara is trying to give over. Obviously, there's an inyan that every single day the Malchus has to take into consideration what the tzorchei of Am Yisrael, and that's the very first thing in the day, immediately. Upon Amud HaShachar, other people could be Osik and other things. This is Osik Yisrael. So Dovan HaMelech tells them, if we cannot survive from within a closed economy, L'chu pishtu yedechem bigdud, go out and go to war. That's the way almost everyone learns. Some learn pishtu yedechem bigdud means fight the gedudim that are in Eretz Yisrael and that have taken things from us. Biyad yoatzim b'achitofel, nimlachim b'sanhedrin, shalim burim v'tumim. Now we are back to Lashon Hoveh. The derech in which the interrelationship of the mal and the way it's expressed in how it is that the actuality takes place is complex. First, the Malchus gives a general vision. Then we start going to Achitofel, who represents Eitza. So we have people that are skilled in understanding international relationships, into understanding economics. And so we don't summit on the Das of the Malchus for detail. And instead, we then go and ask Rishus from Sanhedrin as to how it is that we expect to proceed. If Sanhedrin gives Rishus, it's also Mispalov. V'sho'alim bu'urim v'tumim, and having had defined first a general understanding of what it is that we would desire to do, we ask the Urim v'tumim if this will lead us to Omer of Yosef Mikro. Where do we see this? The Pasuk describes the Seder Hayom because it says, V'acharei Achitofel b'nayahu ben Yehoyada ve'evyatar v'sar tzaval ha'melech Yoav. So then that means that it's telling us that there are states before we get to the officer that's in charge of the army. So before we go to the chief of state, we first go through Achitofel, Benoyo Ben Yoyada, and Eviatar in that order. What is the meaning of that order? Well, Achitofel is obviously Eitz. V'chein hu omer, atzat Achitofel asher ya'atz bayom yimahem, kasher yish'al bidvar Elohim. So when we use the word Achitofel, as we often do, we refer to a position by the name of its most famous and most successful practitioner. And Achitofel was the expert of all experts, in which his Eitzah was as if you were talking to the Lord. And therefore, the first thing that we do is not jump to conclusions, but we get professional advice. Benayal ben Yehuda represents Sanhedrin because he was the Abbot. Eviatar was the Kohen, and he represents the Urim V'tumim. V'chein hu omer, uvnayahu ben Yehoyada, al hakreti v'al hapleti, which Rashi understands to mean that the al hakreti v'al hapleti means that v'nayahu ben Yehoyada comes first before the kreti upleti, which is the way he refers to the Urim V'tumim. And why are the Urim V'tumim called the kreti upleti? Kreti shekortim divrayam, they are extreme, concise and abrupt, as you will recall in the strange events in Tanakh where they say something, but you didn't ask your question correctly, and you get the precise answer to the way you asked. And pleiti shemuflaim didvreihem, that it's, they are seeing from far off and has nothing to do with the way you expected to hear. And only then, sar tzava lamelech Yoav, Tosfos does not like this approach because it's obvious that Eviatar is the only one that was left, and he had to have been the one that was asking the Urim V'Tumim, because all of the other Kohanim had been killed in Novir HaKohanim. Why in the world would we need a Raya Bichlal? Furthermore, he points out, there's no such pasuk that Rashi brings. This pasuk does not exist. Benayo ben Yehoyada l'kreti v'lapleti is not. Therefore, Tanis Tosfos, that actually the Kreti Upleti is Sanhedrin. Yoyada ben Yoyada is Sanhedrin, and we're trying to prove he is Sanhedrin by the words ben Yoyo ben Yoyada al HaKreti ve'al HaPleti. And Shekortin Devram is a reference to the way Sanhedrin. Mufla is the way we refer to Mufla Shebebeidin, the greatest people. And that's the point. And there is such a pasuk because it says Yoyada ben Benayo, even though obviously that's not the same as Benayo ben Yoyada. But in general, positions were inherited father to son, and we would expect Yoyada ben Benayo to be Benayo ben Yoyada in a previous or following generation. Okay. Mikra, where do we see that David HaMelech had a magic kinor? Urak vodi, ura haneva v'chinor a'ira shachar. So David HaMelech is saying, if you want to honor yourself, don't honor yourself by sleeping. Instead, wake up the dawn. And it's the kinar that is there to wake up the dawn for me. Rebbe Zera says the whole question was nonsensical. Moshe knew exactly when Chatzos was. David knew exactly when Chatzos was. So if you asked if he knew kinar lamale, well, he needed an alarm clock. So he leaked out room mishnate, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't have known without the alarm clock. Well, wait a minute. If Moshe knew, why indeed did he say kichatzot? Because that's what we were saying is the proof that he didn't know. Moshe knew exactly. And Moshe was told bichatzot, but he was afraid. If they look at this with their astronomical data, which was still primitive, they could easily make a mistake about when chatzot is and claim that Moshe was off by 10 seconds. And therefore he is a phony, because look, they went around to see if a single animal died of Bnei Yisrael. If one single animal would have died, that would have been the end of the meaning of the Makkah. So obviously they were looking for a full appreciation, as the Rambam says, of the nature of the Viyut. It's either 100% accurate. If it's only 99.9999999% accurate, then he's a badoy, he's a faker. They knew the Rambam, obviously, in Mitzrayim, and because of that, Moshe couldn't afford to allow them to make a mistake. That was the point. And in general, it's a good idea never to be too expressive of being absolutely sure. The Omar Mar, Lamed Leshoncha Lomar Eini Yodeh. You know what? Tell people you don't know. Don't be the one to give direction. Because if they mess up, or if your directions are slightly off, which can often happen, Shema Titpadeh V'Teyacheh. You're the one that looks like the fool and the liar. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, you guys are totally wrong. We're not talking about kichatzot in the meaning of approximately kichatzot. We're talking about kechatzot, the same way chatzot is today. Because he was talking about exactly the middle of the night between the 13th and the 14th. B'pagel urta d'tleisa nige arbeisa. That's when Moshe was saying this. And what Moshe said to Yisrael, see this minute? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me tomorrow, like this minute, kechatzot alayla ke'aidna, that's when I will go out to kill the Bechorot. Now, David HaMelech was talking about Ura Kavodia Ira Shachar, and David HaMelech was also looking at this type of Hanhoga as the reason that his Malchus could survive, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned, remember, that only so long as you're Hoylech Bedarki, and this is what Shmuel was very makpin on, if you do something wrong, pow, away goes the Malchus. Therefore, David HaMelech would constantly be modeid to show that the Malchus was worthy of surviving. And he said, Shamra nafshi ki chasidani. So Levi and Reb Yitzchak argue. One of them says what David HaMelech was saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam was lo chasidani. Look at all of the goyim. Kol malchei mizrach u'marav. First of all, they're in bed until 3 hours in the day, because that's the shear of Kriyat Shema, as we'll see later. And I wake up chatzot laila. That means that the covenant of the Malchus relates directly to the Zman of Kriyat Shema, remark. And therefore, it means that I have a darga of Malchus that is roi for emu. The other one says, what David HaMelech was saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam was, lo chasidani. Look at the way all of the goyim of Malchim Mizrach u'Marav are sitting over there in their conferences and being so sure of themselves, bichvodam, agudot, agudot. What do you think I'm busy doing? I'm giving piskei halachas on the lowest level, which is the highest darga of emuna. Yadayim aluch lachot bedam, u'bishvir u'bishilya. I am busy checking out, this is straight from the Sechet Nida into emuna. And Amunah, remember we said, was the most earthy of things. The most earthy of things is reproduction, in which my hands are dirty with blood and with pieces of shvir, which is the fetuses that were aborted, that I need to see and check whether they were metame to masleda, or bishilya, which is placentas, afterbirths, to see whether I can detect whether there's a dinner to masmeis, or whether it's a full-size shilya, like we saw in Nida, which is ain't shilya below vlad. And I do all of this in order to be metayer ishala ba'ala, which is part of the most earthy of the chiyuvim in the world of emunah. V'lo'od, not only that, everything that I do, I never take it upon myself. I always go back to my Rebbe, Mipi Boshet, and I say to him, Mipi Boshet, Rabbi, did I do it right? Yofadanti, Yofechiafti, Yofezach, Yofetiarti, Yofetimeti, and I never was embarrassed by needing to hide from the fact that I may have made a mistake. This, of course, is a direct continuation of the issue of mistake. Om Rebbe Yeshua Berei the Ravidi Micro. I will speak in front of king, and I am not embarrassed. Anyway, did he really have a Rebbe by the name of Mipi Boshet? No. Lo Mipi Boshet Shmo. His real name was Ish Boshet. Now, this doesn't make much sense, because Ish Boshet did not survive. What we're talking about is perhaps not Ish Boshet, but Meribal, but there's different lishon. But in any event, his real name was not Mipi Boshet. The reason that he was called Mipi Boshet, V'lama nikra shmo Mipi Boshet, was because Mipi Boshet, he used to be Mevayish David HaMelech by telling him that he was wrong, and nonetheless, he wasn't in any way afraid of being embarrassed Barabim. So it could read Esh Baal Shmo, because that would be the Mipi Boshet Ben Shol, but if the reference is to Mephibosheth, he's referring over here to Ben Yonatan. He was called Meriv Baal. So maybe some suggest maybe we should have the Girsa Meriv Baal. That's the marsh. Okay, in any event, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, furthermore, not only that, he was Zocha because of that to a child who was Kil'av. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. His name was not really Kil'av, because if you take a look at Divrei Hayomim, that child is called Daniel. And it's the same child, because it says the second child, Fayavigail, was Kil'av, and then it says in Divrei Hayomim, the second one was Daniel. So why was he called Kil'av? Because it's a lash of Machlim, for the Av. So Bipi Boshet was the Av Balacha. He, this Daniel, was so great that he was able to embarrass Bipi Boshet. V'olav amar Shlomo b'chokhmato. Beni, im chacham libecha yismach libigamani. First of all, the fact that a man's child should be a chacham is a tremendous simcha for him, because it's a continuation of the presence of the Av. Once that's true, there's another pasuk. Chacham beni v'samach libi v'yashiva chorpi davar. In this particular case, it allowed me, David, to respond to those who were mevayish me. Now wait, David would never have called himself a chassid. What do you mean, lav chassidani? Doesn't it say, lulei ha'amanti lirot petuv Hashem be'eretz chayim? And we have dots on top of lulei, which is lo, which is mashba lo ha'amanti lirot petuv Hashem. And therefore, tana mishmedu Reb Yossi, loma nakud alulei, omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, obviously I have complete belief that atam mishalem sachar tov letzadikim latid lavo, but I would never say that I am destined to receive that sachar, because any odeyim yesh li chelek b'neyamim lav. I don't know if I'm good enough to have a chelek in olam haba. So how would he have called himself a chassid? Answers the Gemara. He was a chassid, and he knew he was. But you think that the work of emunah is over once you're a chassid? Chassid today and Russia tomorrow. Shema yigroma. The work of a human being is constant. There's no such thing as having it. The battle is a battle, as the Bezil Sharm says. Before you, behind you, you're constantly in need of battle. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi points out a contradiction in terms of Yaakov Avinu. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Hinei Anochi Imcha Shmarticha B'chol Asher Tev. And on the other hand, it says, Vayira Yaakov Mo'od. Now, how could Yaakov Avinu doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise? Omar Shema Yigrom Acheid Kidetah. We know that something good, because it says, Ad Yavaram Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanit. So putting together Ad Yavar Hashem is Biorishon Enter, which was done with great Nisim at the time of Yoshua and the splitting of the Yarden. Ad Yavaram Zukanit refers to the Bia Bimei Ezra, Bia Shini, from which we derive that actually, Ru'uyim Ayu Yisrael Yasot Lem Nes Bimei Ezra, exactly Kedel Shinasel Mimei Yoshua Ben Nun. Initially, we were scheduled to have that type of amazing Nisim in which we wouldn't have had to ask for permission from the Goyim to come there to Yisrael. We wouldn't have needed a Koresh declaration. We would have simply gone in with the great Nisim and flows. But it didn't happen. And therefore, you see that being in a particular state does not change the job of continuous fighting for a moon. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. The Chachomim say, now, the basis of this doesn't seem to make any. We saw that there was a machlokas about how to understand b'shoch b'cha uvkumach. What did the Rabbanan, the Chachomim, command Svirala? If they hold like Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer understands b'shoch b'cha, the time when people are going to sleep. You finish eating, you're going to sleep. That's this one kriyat. So then let them say like Rebbe Eliezer. And then you only have until the end of the Ashmura Rishon, which is when people are going to sleep. If they hold, on the other hand, like Rebbe Gamliel, who says until the morning, he obviously learned B'shoch B'cha means so long as you are sleeping. So what do they hold? Then let them hold that so long as you're sleeping until Alos HaShachar. But Chatzos, how does Chatzos relate to B'shoch B'cha? The truth is, they hold like Rebbe Gamliel, and they would have held that you could say Kriyat Shema until the morning. The only reason the Kamriat Chatzot is Kedei L'Archik Et HaAdam Min HaAvira, which is clear in the Chachamim Asu Siyag L'Divrehem. The Chachamim always make safeguards, and therefore they were worried. Kedei Shelo Ye'adam Ba Min HaSadeh Be'erev. Guy walks in from a hard day of work. What does he want? He wants to go home, wants to have a nice hot cup of coffee, wants to take a little nap, Eshteki Mai Sham Kima. Then I'll say Kriyat Shema, then I'll dab in Ma'ariv. By that time, he's fast asleep. He sleeps through the entire night, never ends up saying Kriyat Shema at all. The Rabbanan have to make sure that doesn't happen. There, instead, they were mechayev that Adam Bamin Asadeh Be'erev. You walk in at night, and the first thing you do is don't go home. Go to shul. Nichnas lebet haKnesset. But it's still early. That's fine. Still early, sit down and learn a little bit. Imra gilikrot korei, imra gilishnot, you know how to learn Gemara, Mishnah, then bishoneh. And then it's time for Kriyat Shema, and then you say Shmoneh Esrei, Then you can go home, El Chapito, Mevorech, and you better watch out, because Kol HaOver al Divrei Chachamim, Chayav Mita, you could be Chayav to die if you don't do this correctly. How come all of a sudden we're talking, I mean, this is true in general, isn't it? Maishna b'chol dukta d'loka tani Chayav Misa, at least that's what the Rambam learns. U'maishna ha'cha d'ktani Chayav Misa. Look, it could be that this is a really dangerous kind of thing, you know, because it is so easy to fall asleep and sleep through the night that we want it to be really stark. So he said, you better watch out or you may drop dead. Or it could be that since there are those who hold that tefillat arvit is only a reshul, and therefore a guy will say, listen, I'm really not up to davening ma'ariv tonight, you know, I won't go to shul, I'll go back home, we'll have a little bit of a meal. Therefore, we want to make certain, no, we don't paskin like that. Kamash malan dechovah, you better make sure you daven ma'ariv. Now, there's a bit of a question, what do we mean when we say, Avir Chachamim Asu Siag LeDivrayim? According to the Rif, Chachamim Asu Siag LeDivrayim means that this is a chiyuv. You're mechuyev to daven kriyat shema and arvis as soon as you can, and not to wait till Chatzot. Now, that could mean that even though the Chachomim were just being careful by Chatzot, they even made a siyog for Chatzot. However, we don't paskin like that, and we see this not as an absolute chiyuv, but as appears from Taisvus over here, that it is a takana, but the takana is do not eat and do not go to sleep until you say Kriyat Shema and Daven. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that the first possible opportunity, you're mechuyev to run into shul and to daven. And that's how we pass. In any event, you note that it said over here, you come into shul, you say Kriyat Shema, and then you daven. Now, it's not so simple. There's a big machlokas whether Kriyat Shema at night comes before Shmoneh Esrei or after Shmoneh Esrei. This braita is approved to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ezehu ben olam haba, zeha someich geula letfila shel arvit. Remember that the entire idea of a year of Kriya is its extension into ultimate geula, which is why the Birchas Kriyat Shema talk about Goel Yisrael. That's the idea. That's why we're talking about David HaMelech. That's why we're talking about Mashiach. If you will be to say your Birchas Kriyat Shema, and at night you will go directly into Shmoneh Esrei after Kriyat Shema, then you're a Ben Olam Haba. Reb Yeshua Ben Levi says, no, you're not supposed to do that. Actually, the tefillot come in between Kriyat Shema of the morning and Kriyat Shema of the evening. What are they arguing in? The Maikom Miflagim, either the Pasuk or their own Svar. Look, it could be a Svara, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's not as if there's no Geula at night. I mean, you're right. Geula essentially took place in the daytime frame. But remember that Paro at night was sitting begging for them to get the H out of the country, which means that in a sense, Geula began the night before. Because of that, it makes sense to be Mismach Geula even at night. It's just the Geula Ma'al Yata Lo Havei Yatzafer. The real Geula was in the morning. Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi says, no, come on, Geula is not potential. Geula is when they actually went out. And since, until the morning, Lo Havei Geula Ma'al Yata, you don't say Geula as a real Geula at night. Or, could be arguing about the Pasuk. B'shoch B'chov Kumer. That was our Pasuk. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Shoch Becha at night is similar to Kumecha. What do you do in the morning? In the morning, the first thing you do is you say Kriyat Shema, and then comes the time for Tevilah. Same thing is true at night. Shriva Nami, you should first say Kriyat Shema, and then say Tevilah. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, oh yes, you're 100% right. Shriva is the same as Kima. But in what sense? In the sense of how close you are to your... Because remember, not about time. This is about lying down, about getting up. Okay, when you get up in the morning, the closest thing to your bed, Kriyat Shema. When you go to sleep in the evening, the closest thing to your bed, Kriyat Shema. But that must mean that you daven before. Shivanami Kriyat Shema Samuch Lamitato. Ask the Gemara, Marbre de Ravina, if you have two brachot after Kriyat, how could you be Masmich Gula Latvila? The first bracha after Kriyat is Ga'al Yisrael. But you interrupt it with Hashkivenu, which has nothing to do with Geula. So then you actually have no way to be Miss Margula Tefila? See, Amrit Boyle Smog, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how did we make a bracha that makes it impossible? Aloka Samagula Tefila. Do Boyle Memra Ashkivenu, you have to say that second. Answers the Gemara. Once the Rabbanim make a takon of an additional bracha, it was made as additions to Geula. Not only are you Goel Yisrael, but each and every one of us should be Shamur and be Zoicha to Geula as well. The Lote Machi, listen, if you don't know, even in the morning you can't be Mispar Geula, because do you actually go directly to Kriyat Shema? No. You say Hashem Sfatai Tiftachu Fi Agiti Latecha. That's not Tefillah. So how did we have a right to throw in that to the Yudchet Brachot? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that B'tchila you say Hashem Svatai Tiftach, and at the end you say Yilo Ratzonim Repeat? What are you going to tell me? Now, once the Rabbanim were mitakein Hashem Svatai Tiftach, we view that as a long, extended tefillah. It goes directly into Baruch Atah. So the opposite is also, if the Rabbanim were mitakein Hashkivenu, it was one long bracha of Geula, and therefore it is mismach. Now, gentlemen, you should know that this leads to a very big problem, because we who paskin that you are supposed to say the misma geula letvila at night, you've got a real problem with the fact that we say Kaddish at night, because the Kaddish is definitely a hefsek and should not be. Not only that, in the Seder of Amram, as Tosis brings here, it says that the only reason they made the takana to say Kaddish is to show that you don't have to be masmir gu'ula l'tfila, and to teach people that tfilas arvis is actually only a reshus and not a chova. So that the whole sugya falls apart according to this. And what's even worse is the minhag of people that say that whole long brocha by yiro einenu after hashkivenu. Where was there a takana of that to make that into a gu'ula arich? Now, these are real issues because of this. There are those who indeed have a minhag bedafka not to say Kaddish, and bedafka not to say on Shabbos, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, like the Gra, because that is for sure a hefsek between Geula and Tefillah, and it shouldn't be said. Tosfos is stuck with saying that, look, we'll have to learn that the Rabbanim were metakein all of these psukim as extensions, because since there's yudches askoros keneged the yudches brochas of the yudches shmoneh esrei brochas, so we view this as being extensions of tefillah, and the reasons that they were put in there was to make sure that people who walk in late to davening or who daven along don't end up getting left behind, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that this is a terrible thing in those days when it was actually dangerous to be left behind